Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Julia Mirabal about her book, Mason Jar Salads. Julia, tell us how you came up with the recipes for this book.
Well, a lot of my recipes came just from things I make in my daily life or my family has made while I was growing up. So I pulled a lot from just personal recipes and then, you know, talked to a lot of people about different combinations that they liked. Additionally, I really used the resources of my neighborhood farmer's market. Mm-hmm. I was living in Louisville when I began this book. I live in Washington, D.C. now. And in both places, I had great farmers markets that I go to, you know, every weekend. And talking with the farmers, they always have great ideas about what's in season and good combinations.
You know, one of the things I really like about your book is that it has some great, you know, really some awesome pictures.
Thanks.
You know, and the food really looks appetizing in it. What, you know, if somebody was thinking of making a meal for, you know, tonight or tomorrow or for somebody that's going to work tonight, what would you recommend?
What would I recommend from the book?
Yeah, what would you recommend for somebody to make that's easy, going to be nutritious, and going to, you know, feed the person as a meal?
Oh, yeah. Well, all of these salads, you know, I recommend that they're, you know, quart-sized. Mason jars are great for green-based salads because they're going to be really filling. So I'd mentioned the barley and kale salad. I also really like, there's a mixed green salad that I have with cannellini beans, white bean salad mixed with red onions, lemon juice, red wine vinegar, things that you can find in your supermarket pretty quickly and that can be really good together. Doesn't take that long to make. In terms of making things ahead, you know, for the week, I always recommend maybe sticking with two different types of salads, not making five different ones. It helps cut down on cost by getting the same ingredients and using all of them. But also most of these recipes don't have too many ingredients, so it's not going to be too hard on your wallet.
You know, you're starting off with some of the salad dressings on the bottom, as you say. What are some of your favorite dressings and how do you make them?
Well, all of the dressings that I have in this book are pretty simple. I decided to stick with vinaigrettes. They're easy to mix together. It doesn't take much. You know, I don't have many ingredients in them, as I said. And also, if they separate, it's not a big deal. With a lot of store-bought dressings, you have tons of preservatives in them, or they'll separate in kind of a, you know, not-so-nice way. So my basic favorites are lemon vinaigrettes, which you just need lemons in your house, and some olive oil, salt, and pepper, balsamic vinaigrette. And then I really like blueberry vinaigrette when blueberries are in season. You can use blueberries, apple cider vinegar, a little bit of honey, salt, and pepper with olive oil.
And Julia, you know, in terms of some of the, you have like some fruit salads. What, which ones do you recommend that, you know, that won't go soggy in a couple days?
Right. So as I mentioned before, you can use, you know, put parchment paper. You can make these salads and then put a parchment paper kind of cup at the top to put your dressing in. That'll keep it from going soggy. And then all of these are just good for multiple days. So I really like, on page 74, there's a spinach, blueberry, and blue cheese salad. And another blueberry-based salad, actually, I have in here is a blueberry and corn, which mixes the savory and sweet together. Which I like a lot as well.
One of the things, you know, that sticks out for me in this book is that you have a variety of not only salads, but you have some sandwich mixes and some salsas. Is there something key that binds them all together besides the mason jar?
You know, with the lunches, the mason jar is just a vehicle, and a lot of these things are just simple ingredients, easy to make, and that lasts for a while. So without specifically the mason jar is key, but then, you know, these other dinners, it's things that you can find easily in your supermarket that you're going to be finding seasonally in your farmer's market. and that don't take too much work. I have a busy job. A lot of my friends are busy with their jobs. So you're always looking for something that can be really good, healthy for you, that doesn't take a long time to put together.
Julia, you know, how long does it usually take for you to do your whole week's, you know, salads?
I guess it depends on how many ingredients I put in, probably 30 to 45 minutes. The biggest part is just the preparation. You got to wash everything, chop it all up. But, you know, it takes a lot less time to do all four or five salads at once than it would be to make them and, you know, wash all those salad ingredients each night. So you just do it in bulk and you chop it up. I also really like to use funnels. So they sell canning funnels along with mason jars. They're very cheap, but they're basically, you know, if you're actually doing jams and things like that, it helps, you know, the jams stay, get into the jar. But it works the same way for the salads. Make sure all your ingredients go in and it's not falling all around. It's kind of a narrow mouth. Though I do recommend wide mouth quart-sized mason jars and wide mouth pint size.
Julia, we only have a minute or so left. Can you, just wondering if you can sum up, you know, some of the recipes that you have in the book and where people can get the book and you know, why they should be buying it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a recipe. Well, first of all, you can get it on Amazon. You guys are in Canada, so you can buy it at Chapters. I know that for a fact. Otherwise, it may be independent bookstores near you. There, you know, the reason to get this is it's a good idea. It gives you an understanding of how to make these salads and how to kind of eat healthy at work and to be able to prepare and think ahead in advance for what you want to eat throughout the week. And there's all sorts of recipes, chopped, you know, there's chopped salads, Caesar salads, quinoa, and radish, and then there's a whole mixture of lunches too, like ratatouille and dips like guacamole, things that you know, allow you to eat seasonally throughout the year.
Julia, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Garrett Perry and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. And thank you for listening.